Okay, so Simon bet Seif Gimel, Seif Dalet. Yin al min al yamin tchila velo yikshirenu. A person should tie his right, put on his right shoe, and then put on his left shoe, and then don't tie it yet. V'achakach yin o shal smol yikshirenu. Afterwards, tie the left, and then tie the right. Writes the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes, "Uviminalim shalanu she'en lem shira." Apparently, they had shoeless, croc-like shoes. So, in that situation, in ol shel yamin tchila, you should tie. You should put on the right first, because there's no tying. So, just put on the right first. Okay, very nice. Where did we get this idea from? Of right and then left, and then left and then right. So the idea is that we always precede the right to the left on many matters. And that's because in the Torah itself, we see that the right gets precedence for the left by many matters, including korbanot, including the mitzvah, as is pointed out by the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. And so right gets precedence. Then why do we tie with the left? So specifically, when it comes to tying, we see that tefillin, we tie on the left hand first. And therefore, when it comes to tying, we tie left and then right. When it comes to taking a shower and things like that, also the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should first wash your head, and then wash your right side of your body, and then wash your left side of the body. What about women? They don't tie tefillin every day, at least most of them. And therefore, some modern poskim say that they should always do right. What about a lefty? So a lefty generally still does right first, but specifically when it comes to tying related things, since he ties his right hand first with his left to the right, so also he would tie from the left to the right when it comes to shoes. The Aruch HaShulchan points out a very important note, which is that this halacha, while it is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's a beautiful idea, it's not a halacha. How do you know between one halacha and another halacha? Well, he points out that the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, big poskim, all do not mention this halacha as being obligatory. Why not? Well, you have to go back to the source. The source for this halacha is in the Gemara. And the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Tamach Aleph mentions this as a nice idea. But it also mentions that Rav, I forgot exactly which rabbi, but one of the Amoraim was not makpid about this halacha. He wasn't strict about it. And so we see also that if you forget to do this, you're not a sinner. It's not the end of the world. However, it's a holy act, a beautiful act, connecting you with the Shulchan Aruch and all the generations of Jews who are strict about every little thing they do, to do it with consciousness and thoughtfulness. And so it's a beautiful thing to do, if you can remember. Personally, I've been forgetting for years. I'm going to try to be stricter. Please, God, be more thoughtful and conscientious, which is really what the running theme is throughout these halachot. One personal story I have to tell you. When I was in the army, so with something called breaking distance, when your commander finally speaks to you after such a long time of not speaking to you in a friendly manner. And how did my commander Tom choose to speak to me? He walked up to me on Rosh Hashanah and he said, "Kiss, why is it that we tie our right shoe and then left shoe and then our left shoe and then our right shoe?" And I said, "I don't know, fuck it, Tom." And this is a secular commander. And he says, "Because first we have to strengthen our soldiers with the right, but then we have to give a lot of attention to the weaker soldiers, i.e. we tie to the left first." I thought that was a very nice idea. I don't know why my commander chose that to teach, tell me that. Perhaps it was a hidden message. I wasn't the strongest soldier. But either way, it was a great story. There are also other beautiful stories that I've heard as a kid that people were strict about this halacha, and because they were the story goes, because an Israeli soldier was strict about it, he went back to tie his shoes again, and he missed the boat, which would have ended up having him killed. So this halacha actually saved someone's life. That's how the story goes. It's always good to be committed to halacha, whether it saves your life or not. Okay, one last halacha. Kishecholetz min alav, when you take off your shoes, cholet shel smol tchila, we take off our left foot first. The idea again being to give respect to the right, because then the right shoe will be on for a longer amount of time. Okay, so those are your practical halachot, good practices of the day in the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch Shulchan. Have a beautiful day.